The sculptural works of Gregorio Fernandez and Juan Martínez Montañez cannot be fully understood without considering the significant role that polychromers played in the final appearance of their wooden creations. Many of these artists, in addition to masterfully contributing to carvings that achieved full sensations of realism and drama, were also renowned painters of narrative scenes. It is not surprising that the great master sculptors sought out the most reputable professionals from the painting guild to handle the polychromy of their sculptures, ensuring a satisfactory final result. The relationship between Juan Martínez Montañez and Francisco Pacheco was notable, reflecting the collaboration between the most important sculptor and the most prominent painter-polychromer in early 17th century Seville. However, these interactions were not without tensions, which on many occasions led to legal disputes. Pacheco, who shared patrons with Montañez, worked on the polychromy of some of this sculptor's works. Nonetheless, Baltasar Quintero was the polychromer Montañez trusted the most. Pacheco and Montañez also shared iconographic models, such as the Christ of the Four Nails, and compositional models where possible mutual influences can be observed. One of Francisco Pacheco's works is the so-called Immaculate Conception with Vázquez de Leca, which belongs to a private collection in Seville. Mateo Vázquez de Leca was a priest, archdeacon of Carmona, and one of the closest collaborators of King Philip II. Pay close attention to the heavenly rupture, the Gloria, elegantly executed by the painter, where the city of Seville can be seen in the distance under a haze filled with cherubs. Within the urban landscape, the silhouette of the cathedral, its tower, and the Torre del Oro can be appreciated, along with a graceful ship sailing on the Guadalquivir River. The portrait figure, situated in the lower left corner in a pose of reverence, wears the choral attire of the Sevillian chapter, a wide black silk cape with a hood and a sleeveless light surplice. His gaze, full of fervent devotion, meets that of the Virgin, who is dressed in hyacinth and blue. Her exquisitely folded garments, the arrangement of her hands, and the finely crafted face are extraordinary. Next to it stands Martínez Montañez's Immaculate Conception, originating from the Sevillian parish of San Julián. It retains the typical trapezoidal silhouette, in contrast to the spindle shape later adopted by Alonso Cano. The Virgin wears the colours of purity recommended by Pacheco to painters of the time, a white tunic and a celestial blue mantle. However, she is supported by a throne of two seraphim, a characteristic feature of Montañez's depictions of the Purissimas during the second and third decades of the century, until he decided in 1628 to add a third angel to the pedestal. Within Gregorio Fernandez's circle, the figure of Diego Valentín Díaz stands out. This painter, a contemporary of Fernandez, maintained a notable correspondence and collaborative relationship with Francisco Pacheco, who was closely linked to Montañez. The Valladolid-based painter added colour to several of Fernandez's works. His close connection with the sculptor led to his commission of the famous portrait that provides us with a record of Fernandez's likeness. The collaboration between these two artists is evident not only in their professional relationship, but also in the similarities between some of their compositions. These include the transfer of the sculptor's creations into painting, resulting in sacred trompe d'oeil works, the influence that Fernandez's compositions may have had on Díaz's paintings, and, of course, the occasional use of the same engraved sources by both artists.